Welcome to the program. We have another fabulous guest to share with you here this morning. It's Marilyn. Please meet and say hello to Terry Matthews. She is going to share with us all the information we need to know about her locally based autism nonprofit, Jaden's Voice. And we're also going to dabble in a little bit of fashion. So I know you want to hear about that. Philly Business Fashion Week is looming large next week. And so we'll get some details on that. Welcome to the program, Terry. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
If you come to us by way of California,
Yes, I'm originally from San Francisco Bay Area, home of the Cal Berkeley Bears.
Oh, San Fran, great city. Terry Matthews.
Thank you.
Somehow connecting with Philadelphia Business Fashion Week and working hard on creating awareness for Jaden's Voice. Let's start with Jaden's Voice. What's happening with Jaden?
Jaden's Voice is a nonprofit organization that I named after my son, Jaden. He is now 8, but was diagnosed while I was the vice president of human resources and law for the 9th largest financial institution in the United States. We were here in the Philadelphia area and he received his diagnosis here for autism. Through our journey, we recognized that not all families were able to receive services and there were a lot of gaps. And so Jaden had no voice. He was nonverbal. I'm happy today to say that he speaks with intense appropriate therapy.
Just showed me a video.
Yeah, I know.
He speaks very well.
Yeah, that we joke and say, listen, we've paid for him to go to Harvard already because as much money as we spent on speech therapists, that's helped out. You know, I became Jaden's voice. And after being not only Jaden's voice, I was the voice of many moms, fathers, caregivers, grandparents, anybody taking care of an autistic child. And so, you know, we developed this foundation once my accountant said, hey, lady, you've given a lot of money away. You got to pay taxes on it. So that's really the only reason why we went public. And from there, it's been a great experience and journey. So we not only help here in the city of Philadelphia, but we help across the United States.
Well, we're lucky to have you here.
Thank you.
Next time, bring Jaden in, and you have other children as well.
Yeah.
You move the whole family.
Yeah. So I have a 19-year-old who's pre-med and in love with tattoos. She keeps telling me her scrubs are going to cover them. I still have other challenges as a mom. Hey, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I have Jaden. And both of my kids have become great advocates in their age group and within their schools for autism and have actually helped create some of our sibling programs. So
that's
been awesome.
It's fantastic. Now, how did you make this connection with Philadelphia Business Fashion Week?
Well, I had the honor by Mary and the group over at Nicole Miller to be named.
Oh, Mary Dougherty.
Yes, yeah, Mary Dougherty.
She's amazing.
Yes, she is. She named me one of Philadelphia's most fashionable philanthropic businesswomen. I love clothes and fashion. So every now and then I've been caught in People magazine. I still have some connections in Los Angeles. You know, I love clothes.
But you're very stylish. I wish we'll take a photograph, obviously, of Terry, because you can't see her through the radio, but she's rocking this great outfit.
And thank you.
Sort of played into your role as a mom, too. When you realized something about Jaden was different,
right?
You dressed him up.
I dressed him up. So one of my mechanisms for protection, because Jaden couldn't speak, him being nonverbal, sending him to school, daycares, you know, or to be in the care of other individuals, I felt like if I dressed him very well, they knew he was well taken care of. So he was always groomed from head to toe. He looked like he was on the runway every day. I mean, he used to go to the doctor's office, and I'll have to find this picture, but he literally had like a men's jacket with a bow tie, little Kohan shoes. Like, he used to be really dressed. And it also helped because at that time he had a lot of negative behaviors. He didn't have speech. So out of frustration, there would be behaviors. And I thought, my goodness, you know, it's a challenge for me as a mother. And it was challenging sometimes for his siblings and his dad. So, you know, someone who's not related to Jaden, you know,
they're
may not
going to understand what's happening.
So yeah. If I made him as cute as a button, it may get him through a couple situations. And in addition to that, just so that they knew that this parent must pay a lot of attention to this kid. So he better not come home with any bruises or we'll have to see the wrath of mommy.
It's scary because it is so misunderstood.
It is very much so.
We're still working toward figuring out, you know, and thankfully organizations like yours, Jaden's Voice, helps raise money for research to figure out how to work with autistic kids, how people can get a better understanding.
And it's so great that you bring up that point. Not only do we raise the money for research, but more importantly, we're raising it because we're building a building. It's the first of its kind. It's a multi-use facility.
Right here in Philly.
Right here in Philadelphia. Our goal is to build it in the Mantua section. We do have land that we have purchased. It's important to us because not only is the research good, but our mission statement says that we work to enhance the lives of individuals impacted by autism and their families, because there was no one really there for me as a mom. At the time I was married, I'm now divorced, we co-parent well, but there's just not enough support for families in the space of autism. And sometimes we can take care of the kiddos, but if we don't take care of the families, it can become an issue. And most times when you have to get services, services are everywhere. There's no place where all services are under one roof and care is continued, cohesive and appropriate for these kiddos. So we want to make a change in that, because then they can begin to speak like Jaden.
Well, thank you for choosing Philadelphia for the home base for this.
I wish I could take all the credit. Honestly, it was God. He said, Philadelphia, this is where Jaden was diagnosed, was the state of Pennsylvania. When I wanted to go back to Cali, I had a little bit of the whole Jonah story. He was like, no, you're not going back to Cali. You're staying here, or you're going to be swallowed in a belly of a whale.
Yeah, no, this is
honestly,
it's a big city, but it's a small town, and that you'll get the kind of support that you need. PhillySBFashionWeek.org is where you can get information. There are some events happening in and around Fashion Week, right?
Yeah, there are quite a few.
What are you going to be involved with?
I think I'm there every night. So I'm coming in from New York from the All-Star Game, speaking in reference to autism. The Red Gala starts the 15th, so it's a big kickoff. Alex Holly, who's a great friend of mine from Fox, she'll be hosting the Red Gala event,
love
and
her.
I'll be there. I love.
She's
yeah,
been
she's
a woman of
awesome.
The week.
Yeah,
great.
Is she?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Alex.
Yeah, she's so great.
Yeah, but so basically, I'm there, and I'm there all week, mainly because I want people to know, A, that I'm approachable. I have tons of families from all lifestyles that reach out to me, whether they're a stay-at-home mom all the way to an everyday hardworking businesswoman, you know, and I like to be approachable and have them ask questions. Sometimes autism is a very sensitive subject. In households, we don't have a lot of awareness around autism. There's a lot of confusions and myths that are there. People ask me, you know, how did you get Jaden to speak? How did you get him? He was, you know, wasn't potty trained until he was 4. And uniquely enough for me, it's different emotional experiences. In my case, my son wasn't born autistic. He changed at the age of 2. So I had this normal developing child and then gone.
I hear stories like this.
Yeah, it's more regressive. They call it regressive autism. So you have a child who's normally developing, and it eventually, it was the only way to describe it was like someone had kidnapped his soul. He was just a shell, and aww, he lost his ability to point and speak, and he was in a diaper. And when you have that kind of emergency that no one else sees as an emergency, because he's not dying, his vitals are okay, you know, we just don't know what's wrong
it
with him.
It has to be so frustrating.
It is.
And so now, through, you know, Terry Matthews and Jaden's voice, a lot of moms and dads can reach out and get some help and some understanding. And my understanding, the spectrum is big.
Absolutely.
Pendulum swings. It can be very minor, or it can be very severe.
Very true. I had a CFO of a Fortune 500 company call me the other day. He said, I've been watching you, and I know that my son is autistic. He's 12. I don't know how to deal with it, and I've never officially got him diagnosed. And he said, it's now time to deal with it.
See.
So it's when people are concerned with where they can go to for help, or the stigma that's tied to it. I mean, Jeff Lurie from the Eagles, his brother was autistic, or is autistic. He donates, I know, a lot to research, because back in his time, they called it cold mother syndrome. So the mothers were always blamed. He said, hey, I grew up in the same house as my brother.
And I own a football team in the NFL.
Exactly. Right. It's not the same. So again, we want to provide awareness. We want to make sure that resources are available to everybody, despite their community or language barrier. We want to bring families together. You know, we can't save marriages, but what we can do is be supportive in marriages or co-parent situations. We want siblings to be able to recognize that they can be supportive of their brother or sister, and it not be an embarrassment thing where the child has to feel bullied, like, you know, their sibling isn't quote unquote normal. These are very gifted children. And so if you can find what their gifts and talents are, they can actually be used somewhere great in the world. And we use a lot of hope stories. Like, most people don't know that our United States government even uses autistic individuals for major, major crime in cases.
What's the website for Jaden's Voice?
Our website is www.jadens.org.
I'm sure people are going to want to visit and get more more information. And obviously, we want to follow the progress of the building that you'll build.
Please. It's going to be fun.
Well, I'd love to, Terry, invite you back when you're getting close to launching or when you're doing your grand opening so we can support it here through Woman of the Week. And look for Terry Matthews just about everywhere the week of the 15th through the 21st around Philly Small Business Fashion Week. And Terry is the star of this show, along with some other fashionable Philadelphians. They never call me in for these things because I usually wear my pajamas to work, Terry. sharing your story is an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. And we're always available. So we look forward to helping anybody in the community that we can.